Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the
Praise
Lord.
the Lord.
This afternoon, we come to series 4, message 2. I see that the brothers and sisters are uplifted in spirit. You don't look tired at all. Praise the Lord. Spirit, we got spirits. We're spirit filled and spirit worshiping. May in this afternoon session, the Holy Spirit fill each one of us. So the title is The Present Urgent Needs in the Lord's Recovery. So the present urgent needs in the Lord's recovery, producing vital groups and endeavoring to gain people for the body. So the three brothers, we coordinate together. Maybe we can introduce each other, one another.
I'm from Monterey Park. My name is Xin Guo.
Brother and sister, I greet you in the Lord. I came from Taiwan. I serve in the church in Taichung. My name is Zai
Amen.
Zhaoyi.
Brother Zai, please introduce a little more of yourself.
My brother is Zai Zhaoping. My older brother came often to the U.S. and coordinate with the saints here. I labor mostly in Taiwan, learning how to coordinate and serve with the brothers and sisters there. I'm very happy to see the brothers and sisters to enter into this topic of
Thank
the
the
vital group.
Lord. Three of us. So we're on the East Coast, West Coast, and then also brothers from Taiwan, that we can be one spirit and one soul. So we can maybe set up an example for vital groups. May the Lord enliven us. In the second message, well, actually, it's very much related to the first message. The first message that's to ask the Lord for a new revival. It's not only the individual, as individuals before the Lord, to have morning revival and have practice, but then it's to have a corporate model. So maybe we can go back to the Roman numeral 4 of the last message to bring in the burden of today's message. If we practice what we have heard spontaneously, a model will be built up. This model will be the greatest revival in the history of the church. I believe that this revival will bring the Lord back. In conclusion, I will encourage you to try faithfully to practice living a God-man's life by contacting him through calling on his name, pray, reading his living word, praying unceasingly, not quenching the spirit and not despising prophesying. Thank the Lord. Through our unceasingly pray, not quenching the spirit, and pray, reading his living word and calling on his name and not despising prophesying, then we can set up a corporate model. Once this corporate model is set up, it's not just through are praying that the whole church is revived. There are certain steps. The most basic step is to produce many vital groups in the church. So it's bringing the today's burden is to produce vital groups, endeavoring to gain people for the body. And then we prepare three questions and maybe following the order of the outlines.
The question is, how can we become a vital person? The secret is all the matter of spirit. The song we just sang, that the story, the proper story of God and man is all in the spirit's realm. Men must be in spirit to touch God. And today, not only we need to know about God, but we also need to experience him. Whether knowing him or experience him is all matter of being in the spirit. This hymn is one of the favorite song of our brother, because this song was written by our brother Lee. Even he said that if there's a brother who can translate this hymn into English, I'll have a reward reward for him. Actually, this hymn that translated, you can find it in hymnnotes.net. The chorus says, "My spirit born." This song was written by Brother Lee in Chinese. Spirit filled, spirit worshiping, till spirit word with abundant life flows as a river from me. This time, throughout the entire training, and especially we have saints from Taiwan to coordinate with the saints in the US. How do you feel? Don't you feel that we have this transparent revelation? And even the application is very practical. The Lord, in his recovery, the Lord wants us to pick up the baton to continue following the brothers before us in all the earth to establish a model with it, to manifest in three aspects, and want to reach three goals. We want to endeavor, as said in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul there said that until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, arriving the fullness of the Son of God, the measure of the Son of God. One, we have the high peak truth. Two, we have God in living. And third, we shepherd according to God, or steadfastly practicing the matter of vital group. These three are actually just one. It's like our triune God, he's three, and he's one. He's one, but he's also triune, he's three. Also, like three brothers, we sitting here, outwardly we're three, but inwardly we're all one. We're one with the Lord. We're also one with the brothers in spirit. We are one. This is one body. This is one spirit. So Paul saw this. And so in Ephesians chapter 4, he set the priorities. The first priority, he talked about one body. And then he talked about the triune God, divine triune. I don't know how to speak Cantonese. Cantonese would say, "Are you sure? Are you serious?" As the brother said yesterday, Christ is in me. If you see this revelation, and if you have the practical application of this, you'll be crazy. And as brother said yesterday, and there's another revelation that is, I am in Christ. Paul was crazy. He was in ecstasy because he saw he was supposed to talk about the triune, but yet he first talked about the one body, then he talked about the divine triune, because he touched the desire, the purpose, the good pleasure that's in God's heart, because he saw that God wants to have his body as manifested on the earth through the church. He is the one that fills all in all. He is a spirit without limit. He wants to establish the church. He wants to be one with those who are one, filled in spirit, praying in spirit. So the matter of vital group is not by arrangement, not by outward organization, but it's all matter of the spirit. The spirit needs to be living, strong, and burning. There's no other way, but we just need to unceasingly pray. Paul saw this. So for 3 nights, 3 days, he did not stop praying. This is the model. This is what our brother showed us. Our brother is the living pattern for us. No wonder his burden was so heavy. He saw before 1984, the Lord's recovery was in hibernation. It's kind of like what we see in Revelation, Book of Revelation, that the recovery church, either you turn right or turn left. If you turn right, it means it's Sardis church in Sardis. If you turn left, you become Laodicea. Unknowingly, apparently you are the Lord's recovery, but in reality, you are not. And there's the meetings are what tasteless. And you follow the some sort of formality to a point we lose the taste. It seemed like we had the meetings. We had the prophesying, but in name, based on coordination, it seemed we were alive, but yet it was dead. And this was the condition of the church in Sardis. Not only the meetings were tasteless, even we, the serving ones, when we contact people, we wanted to shepherd them according to God, but we were tired. We became lukewarm. We didn't bear much fruits. That was our real condition. Then the brother showed us that our urgent present need is that we need to exercise our spirit. Brothers and sisters, our spirit needs to exercise. How? There's some procedures. We just read in last message says we need to call on the Lord, pray reading his word, pray unceasingly, and not quenching the spirit, and not despising the word of the prophets, not despising prophecy. Not quenching the spirit means what? It means we need to fan into flame. We need to fan into flame our spirit and adding oil on top of the fire. Around 1995, Brother Lee wrote a letter to the leading ones of the church in Taipei. And that was the key points. There were 8 words. One, do you want to serve the church? Do you want the saints to be revived? You want to have the saints to shepherd according to God? You want more and more people to be vital? You need to do what? You need to fame into flame, adding oil to the fire, and into flame. So 3 of us, when we come together, we pray, you follow me, and I follow you, and mutually we're burning each other, we're flaming each other into flame. And we need to find companions in different localities. We need to stir each other up in our spirit. So this means that we need to be vital. We need to have action. We need to overcome the condition of Sardis and Laodicea, the condition of the Laodicea. We need to steadfastly pray unceasingly that we can be more and more vital. We can become vital companions, vital groups. We live and then we have action. We have action. We're more alive. This is the way that we get saved.
I am touched with the brothers' fellowship. We need to be a vital person. We need to contact the Lord. We need to be filled with the Lord through prayer. The real vital one is our Lord himself. The more we pray to a point, we are filled with the Lord. We are filled with this vitalizing one. We come to the second question. After we are vitalized, how can we gain vital companion? When we think about vital companions, we may think about those who can pray the most, who can read the word the most, who are the strongest. But the Brother Lee in this outline, the references were very helpful. The reference was John 21:15. The story was about Peter, who was the top disciple, who had a great failure. Because of his living, he was weakened, even brought the brothers to go fishing with him. Such a failing person, can he still make it? But thank the Lord, in that instant, the Lord make an example. He caused this failed disciple to return and to be vitalized. The Lord was there on the shore, prepared breakfast for them, cherished them, and asked Peter three times to restore Peter's love for the Lord. Therefore, the Lord gained his vital companion on the earth. Brothers and sisters, how does the vital companion, how can we have the vital companion? It might not be, according to our concept, the most spiritual ones, but the one who had a heart. So in the outline, it says we need to pray following the Lord's leading to know with whom we can be vitalized. This word means we don't use our own judgment to discern people's situation. The Lord followed the Father's guiding to come to Peter. Today, we also need to pray to be one with the Lord. Then the Lord will lead us to find that one. Once we find this one person, we need to follow what the brother shared with us. We need to practice the five steps that our brother Lee shared with us. First, we need to have an intimate, thorough fellowship with the Lord under his shining. We need to have a thorough and absolute prayer before the Lord. This praying will cause us to be willing to consecrate ourselves afresh to the Lord. The result is that we will have a desperation before the Lord. This desperation causes us to pray and be filled in spirit, inwardly and outwardly. Then we can practice to be vitalized with other saints to be genuine vital companions. It says, John 5 says, he hear the voice and he will live. How can the dead one be living again? We hear the Rhema word and we are living. This life causes us to be united together and be true companions. In this praying, in this practice of praying, we can find the next vital companion. This is the way to find the vital companions. We can also say it is a way by praying to be one with the Lord and finding the companions. After we find the companions, do we just practice the vital group? No. We need to be helped by Brother Lee. What is the standard of practicing the vital group in the Bible? When we talk about the vital group, we think about doing things. But the standard of the vital group is a vision. This vision is in the first John 15:17. It says, the word I gave to you so that you will love one another. The vital group is the story of the universal vine. It's the practice of the universal organism. What God, the triune God, desire to gain is the organism of the triune God. In his life, in his love, we will bear fruit, and the fruit will remain. So to love one another is for the organism of the triune God, for his increase and glory. For us to practice the vital group, this is an organic matter. And in this organic condition, we practice to love one another. What does it mean to love one another? The purpose, the nature, and the condition of the vital group is also mentioned in this outline. The purpose is for the increase, the perfecting, and the building. The nature of the final group is spiritual. We need to pray unceasingly. Our spirit should be filled inwardly and outwardly. When we are filled with the spirit, the condition is that we will be in oneness and in one accord, loving one another. In Roman numeral 6, here it says, the more we love one another, what is the practice? In this outlines, it shows us four practices. The first is fellowship. Second is interceding. Third is mutual care. And the fourth is shepherding. First, we need to fellowship. In 1 John 1, 3, verse 3, and 7, their fellowship brought in the fellowship of all the saints. This fellowship is not conversation between people, but the fellowship between God the Father and God the Son. The fellowship we are talking about is to enter into the fellowship of the Father and the Son. That means our fellowship need to be full of God, need to be united with God. The result of this fellowship is to fellowship with our companions. Our status since our last time meeting each other, what is our status, our condition, current condition with the Lord? We need to open that to our vital companion. Through this opening, there will be the interceding, the mutual care, and the shepherding. In Philippians 1:19, this is through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that he may be saved. Don't belittle the interceding of the body. It causes us to be filled with the Lord, to be vitalized people. So in 1 Thessalonians, there is a brothers, please pray for us. That's in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Sorry. So this is the word that Paul charged the new believers to pray for him. Even for these new believers, Paul charged them to ask them to pray for him. This is 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Brothers, pray also for us. We need to, through interceding, mutual care, there will be the genuine shepherding. What is the result of this shepherding? At the end of this outline, Brother Lee encouraged us, through our loving one another, we will have the increase, the spread of the universal vine. We need to pray twofold. One, to pray for bearing fruit. Second, the prayer of our released spirit is to establish the vital group. Through our loving one another, fellowshipping, interceding, mutual care, and shepherding. This is the way for us to contact people and issue in the increase of the organism.
The fellowship is very great. We all need to be the vital person. We have to be living and active. Brother Chin knows how to fan into flame. To fan into flame the gift in our spirit. But if you only have one coal, and then it's hard for it to keep burning, and then the temperature will drop and then you become lukewarm. If it's always cold, then it's not lukewarm. It's because we were once hot that we can be lukewarm. So many times, because of Lord's love, because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we became hot, burning. A lot of times we're living, but we're not active. We don't go out to preach the gospel. We don't go out to visit people. Then the fire died down, and then we become this lukewarm condition, and then this grieves the Lord. So just one call is not enough. That's why we need the vital companions. If we add the call together, we all have the experience. If we're added together, and then we rekindle each other's spirit, we're burning brighter and brighter. So in the Ezekiels, we have the four living creatures. You need the four living creatures were had the appearance of a torch, the fire. And then even the fire was moving within the four living creatures. And then the fire, we just add oil, add fuel to the fire. So when the vital companions, we come together, this burning fire within us, we love for the Lord, the love for the souls, and then we rekindle each other. So the four living creatures, not according to your arrangements, but then the wings, they join together. Actually, they have hands. So under the wings, they're men's hands, but then it's not the hands that hold each other together, but then it's the wings that were joined together. So the men's hands, you can hold on to each other. That's easy, but it's hard for the wings. So we see that the vital groups is not an organization. It's not an organization and not an arrangement. So every member should be living, organic, not in organization, not in arrangement. It is through the vital groups that we all become the living members in the body of Christ. A lot of times, some of us, we have the service. We hope that when Brother Lee said, practice vital groups. And then so we pray, and then we have this desperation. It's like, oh, how come these saints are not forming vital groups? And then we tell the saints, why don't you become vital groups? These are all organizations. So it's because we don't have enough thorough prayers. So the four living creatures, if the hands are holding together, but it's not like that. It's the wings, their wings join together. So it's very hard because when you turn, the wings are not joined together. So it typifies God's grace overshadow us. It's in the power of resurrection. So it's in God's grace and in his power that through much and thorough prayer that we bring this burden before the Lord. Not only that we love the Lord, but we want the Lord to enliven us and grant us a vital companion. So this matter is a lot of aspects. Sometimes we see that, oh, this person, this saint is pretty good. So we go and fellowship with him or her, but then it didn't work out. So we need to realize that it's not man's arrangement. It's not what we think it's right. Oh, this could be my vital companion. It's not according to your choice, not according to your organization arrangement, but the vital group is by much and thorough prayers to bring in an intimate and thorough fellowship with the Lord. On page, last title, let's read it. It's the last title. Having intimate and thorough fellowship in Christ as an element, as a spirit. Exercising your spirit with much and thorough prayer concerning your status, spiritual condition, and present situation in with the Lord. So not only in our condition, not only for your kids, pray for that, but then we need to have confession, pray, have much and thorough prayer concerning our condition before the Lord to bring in the intimate and thorough fellowship. We don't have this kind of fellowship and prayer before the Lord. It's hard to have the intimate and thorough fellowship with the Lord. And it says to be in Christ as the element and sphere. So in these past 2 days, I was really touched. Spoke of the pearl gates. Now we need to abide in the Lord, and the Lord abides in us. This is a mutual abiding. This is for Christ to be the element and the sphere. So when we abide in the Lord, that He is the sphere. When He's in us, then He's also the element, the sphere, and also the means. So we need to grow up in life, to be in life, and we need to come out of our natural man. We need to enter into the Lord, abide in the Lord, and then the two dispensing through His death, the life-releasing death, this life juice, and then when we abide in Him, He is in us, the power of His resurrection and strengthens us. So in Him as the element and sphere, which is in the divine and mystical realm, we can enter into an intimate and thorough fellowship with the Lord. Many times, we want to become a vital person. We also have this desire, especially in the trainings, in the vital group trainings, especially. But once we go home, the fire didn't last because we're still in our natural man. So we need to have a turn to enter into the divine and mystical realm through much and thorough prayer, to pray ourselves into Christ, to come out of ourselves. Because when we start to pray, we pray for our own things, pray for your children, for your family, those things who touch us the most. But then if you pray, prayer stops there, then that's not much. That's not thorough. Because toward the end, if you pray yourself into God, into Christ, coming out of your situations, those situations don't bother you anymore. Those much and thorough prayer can pray us into God's desire, pray us into Christ, into the divine and mystical realm. Once you are in the realm, Christ is the element and the sphere, then He fills us. Then this is the intimate fellowship. You love the Lord, and then you're being enlivened by the Lord's love. And spontaneously, you love men. And then within you, there's a fire. There's a feeling. And then maybe you're burdened for a certain brother or sister. And then you have a sense asking the Lord, Lord, maybe this one is my vital companion. It's through this thorough fellowship that we will have the leading from the Lord, that the Lord will lead us to the vital companion. Then we can form the vital group to live a vital living together. Perhaps, brother, we can continue to fellowship. How do we have a steadfast vital group practice?
As our brother Yue just said, it has to be in Christ. We just read this passage. Every word is full, very weighty. In spirit. And with more, with spirit, and with sorrow, and much prayers. Where? In the sphere of Christ. And Christ, in Christ as the element and sphere. It means that action, it's all in Christ, in this sphere. And this is the divine, mysterious sphere. Apart from Christ, there's no way we can be steadfastly doing it. John 15, the Lord said, I am the vine. He who abides in me, and I abide in him. And this one bears much fruit. The secret of bearing fruits is abiding in Christ. As the Lord said, apart from me, you cannot do anything. In other words, the secret, the key is in Christ. Similarly, Paul, not only he saw the revelation of in Christ, he also, in his whole living, in his service, in his labor, is all in Christ. Yesterday, Brother Chen Xun showed us Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 is very much emphasizing on that our whole being, our soul, our spirit and body, all in spirit. Romans chapter 8 says, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me. You need to see this fact. You need to proclaim it. And we need to exercise and apply our spirit. The more exercise our spirit, the more we are in this, in Christ. We are released. We are alive. This is the key. We need to often tear open the key, use the key to open our spirit. Once you open the spirit, then the spirit will occupy and fill you up. We know the spirit is life. Our soul, our mind, and emotion will be filled with life. Even our body will be filled with life. This is not a doctrine. It's very experiential. We just need to open the key, use the key to open our spirit. And Book of Romans is the beginning of the epistles, but the Titus, Book of Titus is the last book of epistles, and it's the most important word, exhortation, that Paul gave to us. We in the Lord's recovery in the last several years, in around 1996, 1997, our brother Lee, he showed us the ultimate riches he presented to us. Just like Paul, commanded Titus, Timothy, that you need to fan into flame the gift that's in you. Where did you get this gift? It's through me, Paul, the Apostle Paul, laying hands on you, that the gift of God comes to you through this way. And Paul also reminded Timothy again that all the several elders laid hands on Timothy. Now, during this training, we have about 30 to 40% of the attendees were younger than 50 years old. We really hope this is the generation that's for the Lord. Now we're speaking as Paul speaking to Timothy, that you need to stir up the gift that's in you, stir up, fan into flame. Don't look at yourself. Don't look at the environment. We all just need to exercise. We are all failures. We're all weak. We all cannot be examined. We are not good enough, but we have a spirit. Not only we need to all exercise our spirit, brothers and sisters, when we come together, we also need to be within in our spirit. Just open the key. If we don't exercise our spirit, we just feel we're weak. Like your brother said, when you say, I'm weak, you are weak. When you said, I'm not able, yeah, you're not able. But if you say, yes, I am weak, but yes, I am not able, but I can do all things through him who enables me. Brothers and sisters, this is Paul's experience. He said, I have learned the secret. His learning of the secret is all through the help of other brothers. He learned, the footnote says, he actually got introduced to where? It's a secret club, secret cult. And if I use Brother Lee's footnotes, he actually got introduced into the mysterious divine realm of God. So this is what Paul asked Timothy to do. You need to stir up your gift. Don't be chicken. Stir up your spirit. We look at our family, our brothers and sisters, our environment, and we just feel weak. We're chicken. So Timothy, he has one characteristic, that is he's weak. He has some illness in his stomach and he shed tears. Like young ones, you often feel the same. No, we all need to exercise our spirit to a point that we are not little chicks. We need to become eagles. We need to fly, soar. Like, so how do we exercise our spirit? Paul was very practical. In chapter 2, he talked about singing to flame. Second chapter, he talked about calling on the name of the Lord. The third chapter, he talked about prayer, reading the word. The Bible is the breath of God. It's profitable in teaching and correction, and that the men of God may be equipped to do all good works. So we need to exercise our spirit by calling, by prayer reading, and even more, we need to have companions. As Brother Yue just said, he talked about something that's so key, that's in our bones. When we hear something, we all want to jump in to practice, but it's all from our natural self. We cannot last. The fire quickly cools down. I want to share my personal experience. This experience has been about 10 years, about 2012. When the coworkers, they want to celebrate the Lord's ministry started in the U.S. and talking about the all-inclusive Christ. And we knelt down for 21 days and prayed. I was thinking in my heart, oh, this is something that we want to just follow. Oh, after 21 days, if I kneel down for 21 days to pray, it's a lot of effort. Is this just an activity? Am I going to wait for a second activity? But I prayed and prayed. Our spirit got burned up. It's been 10 years. We steadfastly pray and pray and pray. We come together. We have short and releasing prayers, just like this time during the NAHAP training. There were two brothers mentioned about the part that when Brother Lee saw the prayer meetings in Anaheim was not strong, Brother Lee quickly had the burden to become a coach to the saints. He came and he just had short and spirit releasing prayers. And then that fanned into flame. And then just like popcorn, one saint followed another saint, the fire started up. Now in our own localities, young brothers and sisters, while we're still young, we just need to exercise and release our spirit. Why we need to be brief? Because if we speak too fast, we pray too much, now we're just become words. You need to be brief. Exercise of spirit. In your spirit, you amen, you catch up. Then the spirit begets spirit. The spirit worships spirit. Then you burn up. The fire rises. The fire gets flame. It comes up. And a brother gave an example. When there's a fire, you would quickly grasp your treasure and run out. And you're getting back into your spirit. Paul charged in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he seriously charged Timothy. And he said, I charge you according to the appearance of our Lord Jesus, the appearance of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. And that's the most, most important charge. That is, whether in season or out of season, you need to preach gospel, the gospel of the kingdom. So not only we come, we call on the Lord, pray reading the word, and then we sing, and then there's fire in our spirit. We also need to steadfastly, weekly, we go out. exercising in this last period of time, we realize there's no other way, but we just need to come to the Lord, open to the Lord, and open to each other. And together we'll exercise our spirit. Only by exercising and applying our spirit, we have much thorough prayers, then we can do what? Then steadfastly, we can be vital, we can be living, we can also cause other people to be living, and the whole church becomes living. This is what the Lord wants to see. This is what the co-workers, the brothers would like to see. We just want to follow up.
I'm touched. What the brother was sharing about the vital companion, I would like to share my experience. I have served and had some experience concerning gaining a vital companion. I spend time before the Lord, asking the Lord for a companion where I can enjoy, go out, preach the gospel with. After some time of prayer, there was a name came out to me. And I confirmed with the Lord, I asked the Lord again without resistance. By faith, I approached this brother, asking, brother, can we be a companion to have morning revival together? The brother said, I'm very busy with work. I need to get to the office early, but I can call you from my office. From that day, we spent 10 minutes to have a life living, having more revival together. Every morning, we spend 10 minutes exercise our spirit to pray, read the Lord's word. Through such an enjoyment, this brother introduced me to his in-law's family. Through him, I get to know his in-laws and many relatives. And we serve together to shepherd his in-laws. To a point, one day his father-in-law passed away suddenly. But through this, the weekly shepherding, we are with the family, to pass through the sorrow of losing the father-in-law. A second example I'd like to give. Recently, you know, we talk about the spiritual companion. We need to consider that our spouse is very important. I'm serving in a place where there are a lot of young working adults. They are very busy with work. So my wife and myself, almost every day, we care, pray by name, and consider how to open our home to take care of these young saints. Thank the Lord, He listened to our prayer. We did not do much, but we just pray in one accord and care for the young saints together, inviting them over for a meal and caring for their livelihood. We see the Lord has done something then that they have come to the meeting more regularly and have a greater appetite for the life studies. Now weekly, we pursue the life study. I'm touched. Brother Lee here shared, we need to have spiritual companion. We need to pray to the Lord. Lord, grant me a spiritual companion. We also need to pray to the Lord. My spouse is my spiritual companion. We had such a wonderful companion with us all the time. Our family should be a vital family, should be an open home, should be a shepherding home. In this message, I'm touched with three people in this message. The first three factors. The first, it touched Hebrews, chapter 12, 24 and 25. I wasn't sure why this verse was mentioned. There was no word of vitality mentioned. I asked the Lord, Lord, why is this verse mentioned? There's no, it's not a matter of vitality. It says, come to the mediator of the new covenant. And then it say, you need to listen, escape, and listen to his word. The Lord speak to me, if you don't come to me, how can you be vitalized? Vitality is not something organizational, not something arranged. To be vital is to come to the blood of sprinkling, which speaks something better than that of Abel. So Paul was such an example. He was such a one who enjoyed the blood that has initiated a new and living way. He stayed in the Holy of Holies. That's why Paul is full of vitality. When the Lord speaks to me this way, this verse becomes so real to me. Every time we should not think of what we should do, but we should first think about coming to the Lord, remaining in the Lord's presence. Have I received your balanced word? I need to spend more time to pray before the Lord. So the first person I want to mention, Paul, is our pattern. Second, regarding spiritual companion, Roman numeral 4, Brother Lee, the Lord Jesus is our example. He looks for his companion, not according to our concept. Peter was in a failed situation. He know this big disciple failed tremendously, but he followed the Father's leading, waiting for Peter and shepherd Peter and make Peter his spiritual companion. So today we need to follow the Lord's pattern. Put aside our natural concept. Pray in oneness with the Lord. The Lord's arrangement for us is the best arrangement. Third, how can we contact people in the vital group? I'm touched that we need to be a man of prayer. In Roman numeral 7, I have never heard this person, Epaphras. How does he serve? It says, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. I'm touched. This Epaphras, he know how to serve the Lord. He know how to bring the saints in his prayer, struggling on their behalf. He know how each will go on until maturity, until to stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. I want to ask brothers and sisters, concerning maturity, concerning standing, concerning assuring in the will of God, are these all experiences? Epaphras, through his prayer, brought all the saints to the experience of the Lord. This is the contact, to contact people in the vital group. His contacting people is through prayer and to bring this God into them so that they can be mature, they can stand, and they can be fully assured. So Epaphras is also our pattern. This, all these outlines and the points really worth us to get into it again and again. First, we need to come to the Lord to contact him, like in Hebrews. Second, we need to be like the Lord, seeking spiritual companion, and third, like Epaphras.
In Colossians to endeavor not only Epaphras, but also Paul endeavor to labor through with all wisdom, admonish each one, teach each one, to present each one full grown in Christ, and then to endeavor. So in this matter, Paul and Epaphras, they're vital companions, because in Colossians 1:9, and then once they have fellowship, and then because Epaphras mentioned the saints, so he said, therefore, also since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. So they were vital companions, and even in the matter of prayer, they endeavored together. Today, our church life is kind of at ease, kind of lukewarm. They just live our church life day by day. But then the brothers fellowship with us, saying that we should not be at ease. We should endeavor to enter. So Roman numeral 2, point B. So Roman numeral 3. A vital group can come into being only by a saint who is desperate and absolute for the increase of the Lord's recovery. We must take the lead to be made vital. So we need to be desperate. And to be desperate is to endeavor, to labor, just like Epaphras and then like Paul. So they labor in these matters, not only outwardly, but then they labor to pray. And it's for the increase of the Lord's recovery. A lot of times we see the condition of our church, and then of our small groups, maybe we don't bear much fruit. And perhaps concerning this condition, we're numb. And then we can still go on without new ones. And then we can still have a rich prophesying meeting. So the more we live, we're in the condition of Laodicea. May the Lord have mercy on us. We need to be desperate. We need to endeavor, be absolute for the increase of the Lord's recovery. So this question is, how do we continue steadfastly in the practice of vital groups? So we need to exercise the spirit, fan our spirit into flame. So we need to be filled inwardly and outwardly in our spirit, to exercise our spirit with our vital companions. And then we need to labor in God's word. We need to labor in the word. We need to soak in the word in a steadfast way. We need to labor much, endeavor to enter in. You can touch the spirit in the word. Just like Jeremiah says that the word of Jehovah is just like fire, like the big rock that smashes the big rocks. So we need to listen to the word, especially the warnings. So if we use our spirit and then contact the word, we have fire. And then even when we pray reading, a lot of times it's just superficial on the surface. If we want to get the fire, we need to enter. We really need to endeavor to enter in, to touch the fire. Just like the two disciples going down to Emmaus. So when the Lord met them on the way, and then they said, when the Lord opened the Bible to us, isn't that when the scripture was open to us, then we're burning in our spirit. Once the word is open, the spirit is burning. So this time in Anaheim, in this meeting hall, exactly 40 years ago, I still remember. It's the first time I was here. So I was here, and then just to remember that makes me burning. when Brother Lee was speaking to us in this meeting hall, and then when he started Chinese speaking work in this meeting hall, on the podium speaking Chinese to us, because at that time we were only doing English speaking work. So at that time we were doing some Chinese speaking campus work. So through our work, many were brought in. And then I want to tell you that Brother Lee was really the speaking of Gottman. His word, his speaking didn't really stir you up, but then there's fire in his speaking. We were just sitting there and then we're listening and then we didn't do much and then we were just burning. And then on campus, we didn't have to do anything. We just invite them, come and listen. And then there was the speaking of the ministry, speaking of the minister. When he spoke, there's fire in his word. So every time in the meeting, and then our spirit was just burning. And then in the meetings, Brother Lee didn't only speak messages, he was preaching the gospel in every meeting. He was using Philippians. Philippians was very deep, but then he was able to speak to the gospel friends from, and then goes deeper. And then even the gospel friends can understand. So that's how the Chinese speaking word started. So today we have this rich word from the minister. And then even brought us to the high peak of the divine truths. And in his later ministry of his high peak, there's fire in his word. We should not skate on the surface thinking that we already read this before. But then after you read it, do you have fire in you? Is it burning in you? Once the fire is burning, that continues. If it's just a one time, you heard the word in a meeting, and then you're happy, go home, but you don't continue to spend time in the word, and then the fire is gone. So every day we need to spend time in the word. So the word is not only stirring up within us, this also becomes the constant nourishment in us to bring us into this burning condition. And then we love the Lord's appearing.
This is so good. What Brother Yue just shared. Sitting at the foot of Brother Lee, we could all experience the fire. Brothers and sisters, do you feel there's a fire in you in the past few days? In me, I feel boom, boom. There is fire. Brothers are all following the footsteps of our brothers gone before us. The Lord's recovery has come to the most important part, that is our next generation. So we need to be hungry. We need to be poor in spirit, endeavoring to struggle to gain the Lord. As Brother Yue shared, I also recall 1990, Brother Lee went to have a conference. Do you remember? And the whole weekend there was a conference, and in the basement of the Ball Road, Brother Lee had all the Southern California leading brothers coming together. He had some brothers coming from the East Coast, and every brother stood up, leading brother stood up and said, "Oh, Brother Lee, it was so good. We really got supplied by your sharing one after another. So good, so good." And at the end, Brother Lee examined himself. He criticized himself. He said, "You know, last weekend you went to that city. I was not very pleased with your going, because the burden was not released." And then so he took the lead to release his burden. And after hearing that, we all got burned again. Brother Lee is the one who's never satisfied with the current status. So this time we care a lot about the experience and the application. So we really want to get the word into us, especially talked about the present truth, the central burden, as our brother shared in Book of Colossians. Paul mentioned three times about knowing fully. He also talked three times about endeavoring, struggling. Peter was someone who is, who was elder. He actually was, Peter was offended by Paul, because Paul rebuked Peter in faith, but Peter was not offended. But he learned from the younger brother Paul. In the Peter epistle, he talked about the present truth. He said the epistle written by Paul is kind of hard to understand. You need to have the wisdom. Do not twist the word. He recommended Paul's word. He used this phrase, the present truth. Based on what? We need to dive in. Peter also used this phrase, knowing fully, three times. In 2 Peter, he said, we need to know it deeply, fully. He said, we need to in this sphere. Paul said, in Christ. And Peter said, in God, our Lord Jesus Christ, in his righteousness, fully know. So this actually means it connects to the revelation. On the matter of revelation, we all need to know fully. May the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Don't think that we have heard it, we know it, but we do not know based on what we should have already known. We should all endeavor to know fully the revelation. So we need to be in and through. Two words, through. One, in the matter of piety, and also the great and precious promise. The first one is related to the spirit, and the great promise is related to the word. These are basically what the brothers has told us. God has given us two greatest gifts. One is the spirit, one is the word. So we need to know him fully. We need to rule. We need to with. And thirdly, Peter had the heaviest burden about this. That is, he wants to endeavor, struggle. You already have some, but you need to endeavor to have more. No end, there's no end. If you have the character, you need to have the patience. Until what? You need to reach the divine love. That you need, what does it mean? It means that you need to labor on individual ones. This is what Brother Lee said, that all the leading ones in all different other localities, we need to continue in the God's ordained way. Our brother solemnly told us, brothers, if you don't practice God's ordained way, the Lord's recovery has no way to go on. Simply speaking, these three are just one. Revelation, experience, God's ordained way, that is the high key truth. God meant living and shepherd according to God and the forming vital groups. These three are one. The more you contact people and steadfastly put them on your heart, you may say, oh, I don't have enough rich. I don't have enough experience. But you will what? You'll be healthier. You get into a positive cycle. You get more hungry. You will not feel satisfied. You feel, I don't have enough. I am so poor. I am so shallow. Just like Laodicea. They need to pay the price to buy. So today we have this chance, opportunity. I'm speaking to the young generation because they say, oh, this training is so good. This training is so good. Now you need to receive the burden. Next year, you need to invite another person to come with you. You, the young generation, you should have the great plan in your heart. Next year, this time, I want to see more young people here. We need to learn from the Sensing Taiwan. And those under 35 come to the training, but here is under 50. Actually, our brother Lee released some message in Taiwan says the vessel that fits God's use. And Brother Lee mentioned about 50 years old or younger. So this group of people can be perfected. We, even though we're older than 50, we still need to endeavor. This time we have more than 60% saints attending this training who are over 50. But I hope there's a turn, there's a reversal, that we have more young ones in this training.
And then, so last, not much time left. I still have a burden. Maybe brother can add. So in order for the vital group to be practiced, continue fastly. So one thing is to exercise our spirit. Second is to study the word, to labor in the word. The word, there's fire in the word. Number three is we need to contact people steadfastly. So when we practice vital groups, we all know that. So maybe the two vital companions, they enjoy the word, but then you don't go out and contact people, and then especially during the pandemic, and then the fire died down. So it's very important to contact people. So this is very important. Roman numeral 7, I'll read to you. We need a weekly time to pray for our work of contacting people, studying their cases, and fellowshipping about them. We need to pray, we need to study their cases. So a lot of times we don't exercise, we don't practice this. Oh, this family has a problem or the children have a problem. But we don't study their outward problems. We need to study their inward problems, the spiritual conditions. So recently, he might lost taste to God's word. Why is that? So we need to study this case. So we need to study the inward problem. And then when I was preparing, and then it's in Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 10. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. We love him, and he loves us. In verse 11, come, my beloved, let us go forth into the fields. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us rise up early for the vineyards. Let us see if the vine has budded, if the blossom is open, if the pomegranates are in bloom, there I will give you my love. She didn't give her love to the Lord in the chamber, but then she went out to the vineyard with the Lord to see, that's to study. So this is the realm of our vital groups. We need to contact people. Some new ones were saved, they were baptized, but then they didn't go on. We need to see if the vine has budded. We need to go to the vineyards. In our fellowship of the vital groups, we need to study. It has to be in spirit with the Lord, because we need to go with the Lord. And then we need to rise up early for the vineyards. That's to have morning revivals. But if we have a very good vital companion, if he or she cannot do morning revival with you, then it will not last. So it's very interesting here. He says, come, my beloved, let us go forth. So it's us with the Lord. Go forth into the fields. Let us lodge in the villages. When we go to the fields, there are labors for the Lord. That's our vital companions. So when we pray, the Lord will bring us to the fields. There we find our vital companions. And then together we lodge in the villages. That's in the villages. That is to, for us to go out to the new one's house. That's for us to visit. After a week, that's not hide in houses. We go out. We go to the new ones. Every week, we drive an hour to visit and then bring the mother and the daughter to salvation. We go. We need to go out, not just to stay on the phone, not just to stay on Zoom. We need to go out, to go to the villages, to get out of your comfort zone. You need to contact people. You need to go. Go forward and contact people. For our fruit to be remaining fruit, we need to go forth. We need to study their cases, to bring them to the words. And then the vital companions, we go together to the vineyards and then come together and study the cases, their situations, how to help them, and then to see if they have budded. How do we supply them? What kind of nutrients for them to blossom, to bear fruit? So for the pomegranates to bloom. So may the Lord have mercy on us to continue steadfastly.